Hey there, Gone Wild Audio. This is Caitlin McCutts. And someone had posted a questionnaire for squirting ladies. And thought I would go ahead and record it for everybody. What age were you when you first squirted? Okay, so this is gonna go into the first time I squirted. I had been talking with my mother. That's not going in that direction, I promise. Was talking to my mom. And I was, because she just had a friend over. Hint, hint. And she was carrying all of these towels from her bedroom. I was like, why the fuck do you have so many towels? She's like, and we're very honest with each other. We're like best friends. We tell each other everything. She's like, well, you know those porn movies where the ladies squirt a lot? I put them to shame. And I was like, interesting. So I was like, I've never squirted before. I'll be damned if I don't learn to squirt. So I had made it my mission to squirt. Like, I masturbated, like, every single night, just trying to squirt, like, reading things about it, how to do it, and all that kind of stuff. So, I think maybe I was, like, 16, 17, maybe. And one night, I had, my very first dildo with me. And I was a little intoxicated. I hadn't had an orgasm for a while because of school and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I hadn't had anything for a while. Plus, the alcohol kind of loosened me up. And I was just so fucking horny. So I just went at it really hard and fast. And all of a sudden, I squirted. It was glorious. Oh my gosh. I was so excited. I was like, Mom, I started. Like, not right after, but just in general. Oh, gosh. I sound like such a weirdo. Okay. What triggers it? How do you make it happen? For me to squirt, I have to either, I don't care if it's dildo, finger, cock, whatever. I just have to get hard, fast, and deep. Pound it in there, like, really hard. Fast. More than likely, I will squirt. Are there situations where you can't prevent it? Yes. If I just go a long time without having an orgasm, for one reason or another, and I finally masturbate, oh my gosh, it's like waterfalls. Oh my gosh, I just know it's gonna happen, so I just put down a bunch of towels and everything. Can you do it with the object still inside of you, or do you have to pull it out? If so, why? So I've, like, been fucking guys, and, like, I have the exact feeling, like, sometimes I'll get the feeling that I get whenever I'm going to squirt. But, like, they'll stay inside of me and nothing gushes out, really. But, like, if I take it out, like, if I'm masturbating with something and I take it out, then I'll just, lots of squirting and stuff. So, I would say I have to pull it out. I don't know why my body is like that, but I don't know. Do you do it during sex? If the guy will pull it out, yes. But if they just keep pounding away at me, then no. Any noteworthy stories or incidents concerning it? Yes. So, there was one, like, it was, I don't know, maybe a little recently after I had finally squirted for the first time. So, I was talking to a couple guys online, and one of them, you know, I mentioned that I can finally squirt. And they're like, well, you're gonna have to prove that to me so that I can verify what you're telling me. So we hop on Skype, And I start going at it. And I didn't, like, I don't know. I don't know if any other ladies do this, but I can, like, feel, like, I don't know. I just get a feeling when I know I'm going to squirt. But I didn't get any of those feelings. I was just going to diddle myself on cam and be like, sorry, not this time, maybe another time. So, if you can imagine, my laptop on my bed, me spread wide in front of the cam, obviously for Skype. So, legs right in front of everything, diddling myself, going at it. All of a sudden, I'm like, fuck! And I squirt a lot, like the most I had ever squirted. And I look up and the screen's black. I was like, did I accidentally hit something? So I try to, like, turn it back on, and it won't turn back on. I try, like, make sure it's plugged in and everything. It's still plugged in. And then I looked down, and I was like, motherfuck! I squirted all over my laptop, and I ruined my laptop by squirting on it. Yeah. That was, yeah. It's kind of funny, but also kind of like, no, because it was my first laptop. I still have it, though. If you could choose to stop squirting for the rest of your days to save on mess, would you? Hell fucking no. I think the mess is part of the fun of it, if that makes any sense. I don't know. Like, if I'm talking to a new guy and talking about sex and stuff, it'll be like, well, here's what I did last night, and show the picture of the bed all wet and stuff, and guys are like, oh my gosh, it's so fucking hot. So, I think it's fun. like, the squirting orgasms that I have are always some of the best orgasms. I'm not saying other orgasms are bad, I'm just saying squirting orgasms are usually right up there near the top. So, this is going to end the questionnaire for ladies who squirt. Thanks for listening.